This is St. Louis Public Radio. When the organizers of Lou Fest announced that they were canceling the 9th annual festival, the news came as a shock to many. Lou Fest's promoter Listen Live Entertainment insisted that everything was fine until the moment it pulled the plug. But as St. Louis Public Radio's Jeremy Goodwin reports, the event has long shown signs of distress.
Lou Fest organizers said the event was on track to proceed until, quote, a bit of unfortunately timed media coverage caused vendors and artists to start demanding advance payment at the last minute. But several vendors had long since soured on the festival and been asking for deposits to protect against delayed payments. Charles Brown runs Regency Enterprise Services and had the trash removal contract for every year of Lou Fest. His past experiences led him to ask for a deposit last year, which he says he received on the day of load-in. He said he received the balance of his $20,000 fee for 2017 about a month ago.
You know, until I get paid again, which if it's a year out, that's a long time to carry. And I have nothing I can repossess. There's nothing I can take back. So when they don't pay, I'm just out, you know?
The logistics for big festivals are complicated. Vendors like Brown must schedule staff and sometimes reserve additional equipment from other suppliers. Some production vendors typically spend weeks coordinating with festival artists in advance, making plans to accommodate their technical requests, whether it's a favorite type of mixing board or a special lighting effect. A week before Lou Fest was scheduled to begin, much of that prep work was still undone. Yet, hours after St. Louis Public Radio reported on August 31st that key production vendors were pulling out of the event, Listen Live Entertainment tweeted that Lou Fest was, quote, 100% good to go and that everything is going to plan. The concert site told a different story. Chip Self owns the company that was scheduled to provide concert sound and lighting.
Anybody that knows anything about how big festivals work could have looked at the site on Saturday and told you that it wasn't happening. All they had to do is look at that and say, yeah, this is dead. When you do this for a living, at that point, it's so obvious that it's not even a conversation.
Listen Live Entertainment did not respond to repeated requests for comment. Industry insiders say that if the festival was in danger, the red flags would have been apparent to its promoters months in advance. Brian Cohen founded Lou Fest and left the organization after the 2015 event.
So I think the questions that need to be answered in the case of Lou Fest in this year is, you know, were those warning signs heeded? Were they even recognized maybe in the first place? And what kind of actions were taken to minimize and to hopefully avoid something that ultimately happened?
Jack Rogan is the program administrator for Webster University's Sports and Entertainment Management program. He says that Listen Live would have made a better choice by hitting pause on the event earlier and trying to regroup for 2019, rather than damaging the brand with a late cancellation.
You hit a go or no-go period, and that go and no-go period can very well be a couple of months out. If you're on the razor's edge in terms of financial tea leaves, then you need to cut earlier so that you don't go out to market, that you don't jeopardize this concert.
Even if this marks the end of Lou Fest as we know it, it still reigned as the city's premier music festival for 8 years, bringing a range of artists from Wilco to Ms. Lauryn Hill to Forest Park. So is St. Louis able to support a music festival of this size? Cohen says yes.
I think St. Louis has all the pieces it takes to pull off an event like this. It has the fan support, it has the city support, it has the infrastructure in terms of technical expertise. Everything's in place. It just needs an event run in a certain way that guarantees that it's successful, or guarantees at least that it's, you know, done in a responsible way.
Last year, Lou Fest sold out, selling more than 60,000 tickets. I'm Jeremy Goodwin, St. Louis Public Radio.
To see more of our coverage of the Lou Fest cancellation, go to stlpublicradio.org.